Ever wonder why some entrepreneurs build thriving businesses while others struggle despite brilliant ideas? The secret lies not in perfect planning, but in Michael Nasterson's counterintuitive approach, Ready, Fire, Aim. This methodology flips conventional business wisdom on its head by prioritizing action over perfection and customer feedback over theoretical models. The philosophy has helped transform ventures like EarlyToRise.com from a simple email into a $20 million enterprise, and has become something of a cult classic among Silicon Valley innovators who recognize its alignment with the minimum viable product approach. At its core, Ready, Fire, Aim isn't about recklessness. It's about recognizing that execution and market testing trump endless planning every time. Just as humans progress from infancy to adulthood, businesses evolve through four distinct stages, each requiring different skills and approaches. Stage 1, 0 to $1 million, focuses on making the first profitable sale. Stage 2, 1 to $10 million, demands rapid product development and innovation. Stage 3, 10 to $50 million, requires implementing systems to manage chaos created by growth. Stage 4, 50 to 300 plus million, challenges you to reignite entrepreneurial energy when sales plateau. What makes this framework revolutionary is recognizing that the very skills that bring success in one stage often become limitations in the next. Understanding which stage you're in helps you anticipate challenges before they arise and develop the specific skills needed for each transition, rather than wondering why strategies that worked before suddenly fail. The biggest mistake first-time entrepreneurs make is spending months perfecting products before making a single sale. This approach assumes customers will want your creation without validation. In stage one businesses, selling should consume 80% of your time and resources, with everything else fitting into the remaining 20%. Consider two contrasting approaches. A New York realtor spent a year and $10,000 on an impressive website before seeking customers, quickly exhausting funds when sales didn't materialize. Meanwhile, a car repairman invested just $350 of his $1,000 in crude prototypes and $650 on selling efforts. By collecting deposits before building systems and reinvesting profits, his company grew to $23 million annually. The lesson? Get products ready enough to sell, not perfect, sell them, and, if successful, improve them. This approach provides immediate cash flow while testing market demand, saving you from investing heavily in ideas customers might reject. Every business has one best way to acquire customers: the optimum selling strategy. Finding it makes growth almost inevitable. To discover yours, answer four critical questions. Where will you find customers? Initially, follow industry norms for customer acquisition. Originality matters later. What product will you sell them first? Stay flexible about product details and maintain alternatives if your first concept underperforms. Study competitor shortcomings. Each represents an improvement opportunity. How much will you charge? Research competitor pricing to find the market sweet spot. Strategic discounting works powerfully for customer acquisition, especially when offering products below perceived value. How will you convince them to buy? Test multiple channels, price points, and marketing approaches. Effective copy can double response rates compared to mediocre messaging. These questions function like combination dials on a safe. When properly aligned, they unlock profitable growth that competitors can't match. Though finding your optimum selling strategy requires testing and adjustment, once discovered, it becomes your business's most valuable asset. Creating effective marketing requires understanding four fundamental concepts driving customer decisions. First, recognize the difference between wants and needs. True needs are limited to essentials like air, water, and shelter. Everything else stems from wants. This distinction matters because effective marketing must create emotional desire rather than just rational arguments. Second, distinguish between features, what a product is, and benefits, what it does for customers. Powerful marketing focuses on emotional benefits, how a product makes customers feel, or what identity it helps them project. An easily sharpened pencil saves a busy executive precious time, addressing deeper frustrations about falling behind. Third, establish a unique selling proposition, USP, that differentiates your offering. Over 90% of new products launch without distinguishing characteristics, ensuring market invisibility. Your USP must appear unique, provide genuine value, and be conceptually simple. Finally, develop a compelling sales strategy around your USP with four components: the big idea driving your promotion, the big promise of transformation, specific supporting claims, and proof validating those claims. Remember that even strong USPs eventually grow stale as competitors imitate your features, requiring ongoing improvement to maintain distinctiveness. When your business reaches $1 million in revenue, the game changes. While stage one focused on mastering your lead product, stage two demands aggressive product development. As your initial offering saturates the market, significant growth comes only through creating new products for existing customers. Malcolm Gladwell's The Tipping Point reveals that successful products aren't revolutionary, but variations on growing themes, 80% familiar with 20% new elements. Consumers prefer clever adaptations over completely novel products. The winning Stage 2 formula combines a few tipping point products for your front end with many ordinary products for your back end. Being first to market rarely matters. Best sellers typically emerge in the second wave. Smart businesses catch rising trends, knowing that companies succeeding at this 2 out of 3 times grow rapidly. Second stage growth follows a simple formula. 80% of growth equals innovation multiplied by velocity. Your company's expansion directly relates to how quickly you generate and test new product ideas. Ready, fire, aim methodology prioritizes getting ideas to market testing quickly, postponing perfectionist adjustments until after an idea proves viable. One publishing CEO doubled her division's output by cutting product development time from 2 years to 1, dramatically increasing both sales and profits. Test launching products with existing customers validates concepts with your best market, saves money, provides feedback, generates testimonials, and creates customer anticipation. Accelerated failure acknowledges that many good ideas will be rejected by the market, making failure an essential part of the process. By failing faster, you succeed faster, documenting both failures and successes while learning from mistakes. The journey from startup to empire requires evolving from entrepreneur to leader. Each stage demands new skills while abandoning outdated habits. You must expand from selling in stage 1 to innovation in stage 2, systematic management in stage 3, and strategic vision in stage 4. Most entrepreneurs get stuck at stages matching their natural strengths, causing their businesses to plateau at their personal limitations. True entrepreneurial greatness comes from transforming yourself as your business grows, becoming comfortable with corporate structures despite preferring entrepreneurial chaos, learning to delegate even when you could do tasks better, and ultimately viewing your company as an investor would rather than as your personal creation. Building a business isn't about perfection, but progress. The ready, fire, aim approach proves that action beats planning. Customer feedback trumps theoretical models, and failing quickly leads to succeeding sooner. The real question isn't whether you can start a business, but whether you can evolve as quickly as your business requires.